December 9, How God Sees Greatness. Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of my kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? Daniel 4:30. The strength of nations and of individuals is not found in the opportunities and facilities that appear to make them invincible. It is not found in their boasted greatness. That which alone can make them great or strong is the power and purpose of God. They themselves, by their attitude toward His purpose, decide their own destiny. Human histories relate man's achievements, his victory in battle, his success in climbing to worldly greatness. God's history describes man as heaven views him. In the divine records, all his merit is seen to consist in his obedience to God's requirements. His disobedience is faithfully chronicled as meriting the punishment he will surely receive. In the light of eternity, it will be seen that God deals with men in accordance with the momentous question of obedience or disobedience. Hundreds of years before a people has come upon the stage of action, the prophetic pen under the dictation of the Holy Spirit has traced its history. The voice of God heard in past ages is sounding down along the line from century to century through generations that have come on the stage of action and passed away. Shall God speak and His voice not be respected? What power mapped out all this history that nations one after another should fill in their predicted time and place, unconsciously witnessing to the truth of which they themselves knew not the meaning? To every man God has assigned a place in His great plan. By truth or falsehood, by folly or wisdom, each is fulfilling a purpose, bringing about certain results. In the eyes of the world, those who serve God may appear weak. They may be apparently sinking beneath the billows, but with the next billow they are seen rising nearer to their haven. I give unto them eternal life, saith our Lord, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. John 10:28. Though kings shall be cast down and nations removed, the souls that through faith link themselves with God's purposes shall abide forever. They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Daniel 12:3. Manuscript 36, December 9, 1896. Obedience, the condition of success.